Now that you know all about the three activities you can do, let's talk about what makes this course different and unique. But before I do that, just a quick note. I might speak a bit slowly for some of you, but if that's the case, it is on purpose. And if you really think it's too slow, you can always adjust the speed, all right, in the settings of the video or the settings of your MP3 player, whatever device you use. Yeah? All right. So we're going to use a simple four-step learning system, which I call the Speaking Operating System, SOS. Let's delve into the four steps. Step number one, try and answer. This is where you start by taking a question and trying to give an answer to that question. And this is what I like to call a spontaneous answer. Yeah, it's not pre-prepared. By doing this, you'll quickly identify areas you might be struggling with. Maybe you lack certain vocabulary, or maybe you find it hard to form ideas on the spot. Basically, it's a way to measure where you currently stand. All right, let's look at number two. Step number two is listen and learn. After you've tried your answer, it's essential to listen to a proficient speaker tackle the same question. And this serves two purposes. First, you get to immerse yourself in natural spoken English. And that's a great thing, right? Second, you'll pick up words and phrases in context, which will make it so much easier for you when you practice them later on. Step number three, practice and build. In this step, you'll focus on practicing the chunks of language you've learned. And chunks are just parts of language, and in our case, parts of sentences. Okay? So you'll be using them in varied ways. This approach helps you build flexibility and confidence as you train your brain to adapt to different scenarios using this newly acquired language. I'll delve deeper into this particular practice method in the next lesson. And finally, step number four, improve and excel. Now it's time to give a more refined answer, using the flexibility and vocabulary you've developed in step three. But here's the catch. To truly excel and become a confident speaker of English, you should repeat this step, giving diverse answers to the same question. And this is a step many students overlook, but it's absolutely crucial. You really need to repeat and review this step in order to level up your English speaking skills. All right? So, in summary, the four pillars of the speaking operating system are try and answer, listen and learn, practice and build, and improve and excel. Embrace these steps, and you'll be well on your way to becoming a confident speaker of English, someone who's ready to ace the C1 speaking exam. In our next lesson, I will showcase how this system comes to life with a practical example. Let's hop on to it.